Beth.
Blog Talk Radio.
Turnbuckle Turmoil, loyal people out there. This is JD. I'm along with Sign Guy tonight on the heels of an absolutely unbelievable August in wrestling in the Pacific Northwest. Some mind-blowing things going on. We've got some mind-blowing stuff that's going to happen tonight as our guest, Iron Buddha, is about to drop some bombshells. Iron Buddha, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being on, Buddha. We appreciate the exclusive news that you have here tonight.
Yeah, I got quite a bit to talk about tonight. It's been a very unusual, like you said, very hot August, and the problem with hot August is sometimes tempers boil and things happen, and you know there's changes, and this brings us to the September on FCW's calendar, and before I get to anything on the calendar I want to discuss. We have some changes in the FCW company that are pretty major, and I'd like to announce them on the show first. And the first announcement is that due to a bloated roster and an analyzing of what our strong sets were and what we feel as promoters were good at, and what we feel was resonating with our audience, we've made some decisions personnel-wise recently, and, you know, some are good, some are bad. We brought some people in, we sent some people out, and that's going to continue and, in effect, to keep evolving the product into something that we think excites the fans. That being said, we've had a lot of problems on the negotiation table with the ladies' division. So I'm very sad to announce that as of right now on your show, we are withdrawing any recognition of the Pacific Northwest Ladies Championship. We will not recognize that title anymore. It is not an FCW title. We are going to take a three-month tour of exploring the women's division to see what and if we will do anything with it in FCW at this point. We are keeping in employment our valets and enhancer personnel that are female. But at this time, ladies wrestling will be taking a sidestep for a few months while we reevaluate the situation. That being said, we have also released Lila Lodge from her verbal commitments to us and wish her well and hope that all her future endeavors are good for her. And as well, another shocker, Dash Venture has also asked out of his verbal commitments, and we have agreed. And so Dash Venture has also had his last run with the company for now. And we wish both of them well. We've been asked not to put them on our advertisements or discuss this any further, but we feel our fans have the right to know that are buying tickets that they're not going to be at the next show. So with much sadness and trepidation, I wish them farewell, and I wish them good luck, and I hope that they find what they're looking for in the professional wrestling world. They're both tremendous talents, and I think they'll do well no matter where they're at. That being said, we have given full roster spots now to Christopher Ryzik, Johnny Obsession, and the Elite, Jonas Albert Robinson, and his partner, G-Shock. So they are all now full rosters, and as well, Sam Sims has informed us that he has signed a new team that he is bringing into FCW, and I couldn't really understand the ramblings of the email, but the gist of it I heard was Jihad.
Oh.
So all I can tell you is that the Moonlight Tribe has had a Jihad declared on them, and we will not know till September 25th what that entails, but Sam Sims seems to have hired this Jihad and they've made several threats at SCW, so we will see what will happen on the 25th with them and the Moonlight Tribe. Now,
incredibly huge news.
Oh. Yeah, it's just mind-blowing, but there's more. As the infomercial man would say, but there's more!
Oh, boy.
September 18th, KDDA, Bremerton Fairgrounds, Demolition Derby Track, from 3 to 4 o'clock as part of a huge cancer fundraising event, SCW will be involved in a one-hour show, and that show will feature Aaron Bolo versus Damon James for the SCW Championship. And it will be title versus title, with the All-Sovereign title being on the line as well. And that will be the main event. The Moonlight... I'm sorry, go right ahead.
What else can people expect on this card?
The Moonlight Tribe will defend the SCW Tag Team Championship, as well as there will be a Lumberjack Strap match, and one other match to be announced, and I don't want to spoil it, but it'll be two guys in SCW that have never faced each other before.
Holy smokes.
So this is going to be a hawk all the way. Did I tell you they've sold 5,000 tickets for that event already?
Wow, that's huge.
Now, we were out there Saturday promoting the event, and I was kind of funny. I was actually the guest trophy girl for the ladies' races. So old Buddha handed out the trophies to the winning ladies' drivers. It was quite comical, but we got a tremendous response from the crowd. So it has been packaged in as part of the event. It's nonprofit. So anyone that shows up at 3 o'clock is going to get one heck of an SCW show. We're going to be putting our best and brightest on. The King will be making an appearance there as well. It should be really hot. Anyone who can come down to the Bremerton Fairgrounds on the 18th at 3 o'clock, you're not only going to get to see some awesome Demolition Derby action, you will now also get to see SCW. And the valets of SCW will be in attendance. So I know the lovely Chevelle was supposed to be there, the lovely Annie Richards, and Debbie Grable. So it should be a tremendous event, and I encourage everyone to come out. I know that the Moonlight Tribe has an open challenge for the tag titles, and there's a mystery team coming in to wrestle them that they have not wrestled. So it should be a great show. And it leads right into the 25th, which we have affectionately titled Aftermath. Because after what happened at the Raven show, what else could there be but an aftermath? And this show is going to be incredible. All I can tell you is, if you thought you saw twists and surprises leading up to the Raven show and at the Raven show, you've seen nothing yet. Sam Sims says he's got a surprise. There's been a mystery surprise that we've received from somebody else, that something else is supposed to happen. This is going to be an incredible evening. SCW is going to continue to seek out its new direction and continue to push forward and try and, you know, give people the most entertaining professional wrestling show possible.
Oh, boy.
That's just huge.
So on the 25th, can you divulge any of the matches that are to take place? Have there been the T's crossed and the I's dotted?
On the heavyweight championship match in the main event, there has been. Aaron Bolo will defend his title in a three-way dance against Christopher Ryzik and Johnny Obsession. They are co-number one contenders right now.
Now, Bruder, what would happen if, say, on the 18th, Damon was to win that match and become the SCW champion? Would he then go into the three-way dance?
Then both titles would be on the line, and then he would have to face Mr. Obsession and Mr. Ryzik since they have the open contract at this time. So he would have to defend that, and I'm sure the board would say the heck with it. They'd make him defend the Sovereign title as well, because that was going to have to be defended as well. As well as J.D. Mason recently won a number one contenders match for the All-Sovereign title. So let's not forget J.D. Mason is sitting in the sidelines holding a title shot as well. And let's not forget Ethan recently lost the title and hasn't had a rematch. So he's got a rematch coming, too. So the All-Sovereign title is super hot right now as well. These titles are powder keg. SCW titles are the hottest titles. Either you're an SCW title or you're not. These guys will kill each other for these straps. I don't know what's worse, the politicking in the back or the politicking in the front. But these titles are going to be fought for. These guys want these belts. These guys want to be champion. They want that name brand recognition of being the champion in FCW or being the All-Sovereign champion. And what can I say? Come on, Bolo versus Damon, title versus title. What more is there to say?
That's going to be a great match.
I mean, these guys have a tremendous hatred for each other already because of what happened at SmackDown. And that all exploded at our show when Damon made his appearance, and he said it straight from day one that he's had it out for Bolo. And now he got fired. Somebody paid a lot of money to pay his fines off and get him reinstated in SCW. I know because I stacked that stuff on him, but I didn't want him there. So somebody put a lot of cashola in our war chest to get him reinstated because of his mouth and because of, you know, how controversial he is. Somebody wants him back and wants him back with a purpose, and that purpose has already led him to the All-Sovereign Championship. Now he's coming after Bolo. Ryzik's coming after Bolo. I would say the heroic age has started in full swing, guys.
Absolutely.
Aaron Bolo is going to have his hands full. If he's the man that everybody thinks he is, then I think it'll be awesome. And we're all leading to our fourth anniversary show. And the promoters have been mulling a couple of things around for the anniversary show. I will announce that when the time comes on this show first. I saw the contract for what they're proposing for the fourth anniversary show. If this match happens, I can't even tell you what this match would probably mean to the local scene here. If these two guys hook it up, it could be a changing of the guard. It could be so many things. We'll just see how it develops. It's all going to depend on Mr. Bolo. Because the match they're talking about making for the fourth anniversary show would be one for the ages and one that has never happened before. So let's hope that he can come through and hold on to the championship and be the champion that all the fans and everybody hopes that he's going to be. I truly believe he is. When he came in the company and he walked through the door, I said, there's my replacement. I said, there's the guy that's going to take some stress off Buddha's shoulders. And he's done a tremendous job of that. So hats off to Mr. Bolo. Hats off for an excellent match at the Raven Show. Hats off to, let's hope, many future excellent title defenses. Or, you never know, this month we could be talking about Johnny Obsession or Christopher Isaac as the champion. So, I mean, who knows? SCW, you just never can tell. And, you know, the Butcher's back now, too. And that's always a tentative thing. You know, when Sam Sims brings the weapon of mass destruction in there, all he does is bad. And as you saw it when the best friend, the Butcher, was there, he put Marion Gaines through a table at ringside. He showed why he is the biggest and most dominating factor in FCW. And Sam briefly did renew the Butcher's contract. He is back for at least two more years. So we have verbal commitments that long from his people, at least. So the Butcher being in the company is a good thing for us because, to me, I consider, even though he's one of the most brutal monsters in wrestling, I think he's a marquee talent, especially with his win-loss record.
He is definitely that, and I can't believe that. This is absolute pandemonium that's breaking loose at this point in FCW. I didn't think that the ante would be upped after last month, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, we are nowhere where I thought we would be. Like I told you guys, that everything led to the Raven Show, and it was like a bunch of different explosive lines, all leading to the same plunger box. And then when the show started and we pushed the plunger box, I told you everything was going to blow up in the air, and we didn't know where anything was going to land. And if you look where we've landed at now, we're nowhere. I don't think anyone could have predicted where we're at right now. And the company is on a big momentum high with this KDDA partnership. We're going to be doing a lot of shows in front of super large crowds for charity, which is our passion and our goal, which means the kids benefit and we get to perform in front of a super huge audience every time, a super huge appreciative audience. So I encourage anyone who can make any of these events, if you like Demolition Derby, and then you package it in on an FCW show, man, you are totally getting your money's worth. So, and it all goes to charity. So, like I said, September 18th, 3 o'clock, anyone who can be there, please be there. Bolo versus Damon, I mean, come on. Like I said, what more is there? It's the start of the heroic age. If you miss this one, people are going to be talking about it, guaranteed. Because you never know what FCW has in store for you.
Where can we get tickets for this?
They'll be on sale at the Bremerton Fairgrounds. You just buy your tickets, right? You just line up and walk right in. I don't believe it's a pre-sale event. I don't know how much the tickets are, but I know you get everything for the price of the ticket, the wrestling, the Demolition Derby, everything. And it is, they put on a heck of a show. I have never been to the Demolition Derby until I began co-promoting with KDDA. And I will they put on one heck of a show. They brought these guys down from Canada, and they played football with a car, the American Demolition guys against the Canadian guys. It was freaking incredible. It was really entertaining. You know, I just thought it was a bunch of rednecks smashing up cars, but, dude, it was a lot of fun. So, and I said, man, this is something we could get involved with. This is just as smash mouth as the wrestling. And the crowds, very similar people with a similar appreciation. So I hope that some people can make it out. I hope some media can come out and report on the event. It'll be a quick one-hour event, and then from that event, we'll be shooting over to Spanaway for the shoot fights.
Well, we're certainly going to have some of us coming out there, but without a doubt, this is Demolition Derby and wrestling. What more can you ask for? We have Demolition Derby where I live, and it's absolutely insane. And SCW, oh, geez, you guys have one of the best shows I have seen in the many years I've watched wrestling. So,
well, thank you very much. We appreciate that.
This is huge news. Boy, a lot of this, as you said, unsettling to us, certainly. At the same time, really exciting, and it does look like things just keep getting crazier. And I know you've been contacted by numerous wrestlers throughout the United States to come out to the Pacific Northwest and work this area. What's it like in your offices there?
Let's just say that there's great highs and great lows. Like, the announcement I made earlier today would have been a great low, and then, like, announcements of the Raven and an announcement I will tell you that we're negotiating to bring a huge star in November to FCW. And I will tell you on this show first, as soon as it's verified, but I can tell you this, that if this guy comes in, it's going to lead to more people coming in. Raven gave us very kudos to everyone of how well he was treated and how professional we are. And that opened up the door to a lot of guys from the TS company wanting to help work at FCW. So the intent on keeping it really interesting and providing as much entertainment to you as we can and bringing guys in and keeping it affordable for the family. That's the thing for us. We want to keep it more affordable for the family. People saw Raven $7. And we want to keep that.
It is an exciting show, and it's affordable, $7 to get in for that Raven show. I mean, this is great. Sign Guy, what's on your mind right now? You've been pretty quiet.
I've been in shock of just the bombshells that have been dropped. You have the roster shakeup. You have the show for charity in front of 5,000 people. You have the heroic age starting out with a title versus title match with Damon leading into the three-way dance. It's just an incredible, incredible bunch of news that Iron Boot has given us here today. And I can't believe that SCW has this many big things happening in such a short time span. It seems like one huge thing after another. And Iron Buddha, can we expect even more big things to come in the weeks and the months to come from SCW? It seems like every day there's a new huge announcement.
Well, that's the really good part about my job lately is We've got such a great street credibility and wonderful professional reputation that I will tell you that I am also negotiating for a free Cinco de Mayo show in Bremerton. That'll be an exhibition. It'll be a chance to, for us to outreach to the Hispanic market, which we've been trying to do for a while, which is why Vagabundo, who wrestles in some very various other promotions around here, Vagabundo is also on our roster, and I plan on having him wrestle in the main event if at all possible, and bringing a friend of mine, Sol de Oriente, from AAA in Mexico, up for that show. And this will be on a corner in Bremerton at a huge Mexican, or Hispanic, excuse me, eateria, it's frequented by many of the people in the town and an audience that we'd really love to get in. It's very passionate about their professional wrestling, and hopefully I'm negotiating for that on Cinco de Mayo. So we figure the more events we can do just to get our name out there, the better, and we feel like if we're given the opportunity to put the show on, we're going to hit a home run every time and give the people their entertainment's worth. And that's what it's all about. I will continue to say it's not about me, my ego. It's all about giving the people solid entertainment. And so those people can walk in and forget about everything they got going on in their life and step into your universe and your world, then you've really done something special. And that is what we do. Going to that, I want to say one thing. This MMA fight that I've got coming up, I'm going to try to be the first guy to win a wrestling match and an MMA fight in the same day. I'm 42 years old. I'm fighting somebody half my age. He's going around saying some very belligerent things and calling me all kinds of names and stuff. I encourage anyone who wants to see a real fight and see someone get his mouth shut for good to come down to Spanaway to Coach Jones Promotion and see the fight. Claudio, I'm only going to say you by name once because you're not worth it. If you're listening to me, I've had a lot of stress in my office lately. It's been hectic. I thank you for all your belligerent words and harsh things you've said about me, because I'm going to take out every stinking stupid thing that has been done to me lately on you with my hands. So if you people really want to see some bloodshed, come down to the fights in Spanaway, because this is the only time I'm going to discuss this publicly. When somebody attacks your family and your children and all this unprofessional stuff they never should, they pushed a button inside of me that they absolutely shouldn't. So Buddha's going to bring it all. I've been training every day. I had 8 hours of MMA training yesterday with guys 350 pounds, and I was choking them out in 30 seconds. No bull, you know, no bull. So this guy thinks he's just going to roll over me and take everything I've worked so hard for and call me terrible names and take my reputation. I got news for you, sir. It ain't over till it's over. And when it's over, you're going to be bleeding. And I want you guys to mark my words that I said it on your show, that I'm going to beat him to a living pulp. That being said, please come out and see me attempt to make history. Because Buddha has shocked you guys all before. I've never let you down. And I'm giving you a guarantee that I'm going to knock his ass out. He will not be standing.
This will be what date, what time, and where?
This is September 18th at 5 o'clock in Spanaway. I don't have the address because it's not my promotion, but if you go on the Message Pacific Northwest Wrestling's bottom line message board, or possibly next week or in the next 2 weeks, you guys can call me. I'd be happy to come back on and get the information right before the fight and give it all again. And I'm sure if you got a hold of Coach Mike Jones, he would love to be on the show to promote the event as well. By the way, Coach Mike Jones is the special referee for the fight, handpicked by myself and Claudio to call it down the middle.
Well,
it's the only way I would fight. I don't know these referees. There'll be no referees. There'll be no judges. Coach Mike Jones, it's going to be a knockout or a tap out. That's the only way this fight can end. It's going to be 5 rounds. Knockout or tap out. That's it.
Okay.
And he ain't knocking me out. I sure as hell ain't tapping out. So I'm 42 years old, but I'm 42 years young. He ain't coming to take everything I worked so hard for my whole life. I find it really insulting when people are coming in to take what I've worked so hard for. He can't have it. They can't have it, and I won't give it to them. So, like I said, I thank him for bringing out this inside of me, because once I let this loose, this will be my one and only MMA fight. So if you want to see Buddha fight MMA, I know a lot of the boys are coming down from all over to see this fight. Everybody wants to see this fight, mostly because they want to see Claudio get beat up. So believe me, I'm going to give them what they want. So if you're listening, Claudio, please put some more YouTube videos up. Eat a couple more ho-hos. Put those MMA gloves on and throw a couple more shadow punches on TV. I'm real impressed. When you're looking at Buddha across the ring and you look into my eyes, you're going to see how impressed I'm not. And then it's going to be on, dude. And they, no one can save you then. Not the referee, not your mama, and not your ass. I'm going to get through you. You put extra stress in my life that I did not need. And like I said, I'm going to take out every horrible thing this world's done to me on you. So if you people want to see a good fight, you come down and see this fight. I assure you, out of all the fights on the evening, none will be more personal than this. It's for everything. That's all. Just for everything.
That's another huge announcement. Just the fact that you're fighting him, one thing, but to have Coach Mike Jones as your referee to ensure that you get an impartial match and nothing shady is going to go on in the fight. It's going to be you and him one-on-one to finally settle this, and I'm sure the fans are going to be pulling for Buddha to pull out the win just as you did against Raven, and I'm sure every time you lace up the boots in SCW, they're going to be pulling for you as well, but this is going to be huge for you to go into a MMA fight, and you're also wrestling the same day, is that correct?
Yes, sir, but I want to correct you. The Raven was the miracle in the mist. This is going to be more like cattle mutilation. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah, I will be wrestling earlier defending the SCW tag team titles. And then, when that's all said and done, I'm getting in the car, putting on my MMA gear, and then I'm going to go teach Claudio a lesson in manners. Now, that all being said, we push that to the side for now. We can talk more about that later if you want on future shows closer to the event. I want to talk about what's coming up this Sunday, which is the Jimmy Freeman Memorial Show in Oregon. And I was on it last year. Everybody who was anybody was on it last year. Jimmy was from my home state of Arizona. He was a good kid. He met a tragic end. I was sad. This year I'm one of the organizers in the event, and I can tell you that, once again, Oregon shows are kept top secret, but I do have two exclusive matches to announce on your show that I've been authorized to announce. The first one is for the NWWA Heavyweight Championship. Keith Atkins will be facing the Governor Wilson Kane. And it has been added there will be a celebrity guest referee that will be announced before the match to be the special referee guest enforcer for that match. And all I will tell you is he is a Pacific Northwest wrestling legend.
Wow. Well, that could be a number of people, all big names I'm thinking of, and I'm sure the fans are going to want to go down there just to see who the referee is.
All I can tell you is he is somebody from that you guys have watched on TV. It will be shocking. And I also have another match to announce that I think is equally exciting for the fans, and that is new NWWA Tag Team Champions Carnival, which you were there for that, I believe, Sign Guy.
Absolutely, I was.
They were awesome. They were very dominating. We'll now be fighting title versus title against the SCW Tag Team Champions, the Moonlight Tribe.
Wow. That's going to be huge. Title versus title.
Yep, that, we just signed that match yesterday, or agreed to it, I should say. I hate to use the word signed since something is actually signed. But the terms of that match was agreed to yesterday. Carnival will be facing the SCW champs, the Moonlight Tribe, and both titles will be on the line. It's winner take all. And a little something I'm liking to call for all the marbles. And that being the SCW Tag Championship.
That's a huge match. That'll have implications not only for the state of Oregon, but the state of Washington as well, because both titles being on the line, that means whoever wins will be I assuming, on both shows, both NWWA as well as SCW.
They will have a golden ticket to either promotion. That is the way the contracts have been agreed to. Whoever wins both titles will have golden, will have a golden ticket to either promotion. So both promotions have agreed, and I don't know, it's going to be heavy. Those guys were really good last time. They put on a very impressive match. I thought the D-Mob, who were the interim champions at the time, and very dominating down there, and you know, DeMarcus later got the big win with Raven, of course. For them to beat them and to beat them as handily as they did, it definitely means Nick Carnival is back for sure. And they were impressive. And with Sam Sims in their corner, who knows? Sam's an evil genius. We all know that. So, and he's got money to back it up, which is the part that just drives me insane. But we'll see what happens. You know, Sam ain't never going to, as long as I'm still wrestling, that guy's never going to be off my back. Everybody knows that. Sam has a hatred of me that goes all the way back to CPW. He blames me for the fall of CPW. And I disagree. I think bad management is the foot of the fall of ECW and the wrestlers running the locker room. But he blames me. So I don't know if the guy will ever stop hating me. I don't know if he'll be happy so I'm crippled in a wheelchair, or at least I'm not wrestling. So I keep saying this desperado just keeps living for one more fight. So, you know, I take everything on a day-to-day thing, you know, and I'm just trying to limp along to the next fight and limp along to the next fight. So let's hope, you know, Buddha willing, I'm here talking to you guys 6 months from now and we're still all talking and doing this. You know what I mean?
Well, for sure, we hope you're around for a good long time, as do all the SCW fans and the NWWA fans that have seen you recently down in Oregon. Now, can you tell us exactly the location and the date for the NWWA show, this memorial show coming up?
It is this Sunday at 3 o'clock at the same venue it was at last time. I'm terrible with addresses, but it is posted on the Pacific Northwest message board. It is posted up there. Sky and Guy, do you remember the address? Because you were there.
I don't have the exact address, but it was at the CGI Community Center in Gresham, Oregon.
There you go. See, Sky and Guy, I never could do a show without you. So it's like, you think that's bad. Hey, I've got four kids, and I can never remember their birthdays either. They always get pissed at me. But that's where it's at. It's in Gresham. It's at 3 o'clock. There's information. Please go to the message. You can go to NWWA's Facebook. You can go to my Facebook, Ron Buddha Sutherland. There's always information. There's always posts. I encourage you. Dan and Deb are real nice people. Hit them up with an email. They'll get you all the information you need. The guy wrestling against Atkins, Wilson Kane, recently is signed to do a movie, as you heard at the show, Sign Guy, Jeepers Creepers 3. He's been on the TV show Leverage. I don't know if you noticed, but the guy was in the shape of his life when we saw him at the show. He's been in a lot of high training for this match. I'm expecting those two to have a high-caliber match. Keith Atkins has been training at the FCW school, and now he was a great wrestler before, but we have this program called Stepping Out of Your Zone, Pushing You to Your Limits, and he got involved in that program. And I've seen him really step it up in the ring lately and do some things where people that know him saw him do some things over the last few months. Wow, did Atkins do that? Yeah, he did. And I think that's what makes the SCW product and everything that we're trying to inflect on a little bit better, because we want everyone to always step out of their limits. We want the product to step out of its limits, the fans to step out of their zone. It's just all one big package about giving people the universe that they can believe in. So we're just excited about the future. I'm happy that I always have so many great announcements to talk to you guys with. Like I said, the good always far outweighs the bad. And I don't know, guys, what do you think? A lot of announcements.
A lot of huge announcements. The implications are going to rock the wrestling scene here in the Pacific Northwest, all the way from border to border, Washington to Oregon. I don't think we've ever had a show where we've had that many huge bombshells dropped. That was just major announcement after major announcement after major announcement. And everything from the roster shakeups to the title versus title matches to the shoot fighting to the association with the KDD with Bremerton. I mean, just huge news. And you said 5,000 people are going to be there to see Bolo versus Damon. That's going to be a huge crowd in the...
Actually, there's potential for there to be almost 8,000 to 10,000. That's just how many seats have been reserved to this point. So
oh, wow.
1,000 people. That place holds 10,000 people. So there was 5,200 people when I addressed them on the public address system to promote the show last Saturday. There was over 5,200 people there. So, yeah, there's. I don't know how many will show up for the wrestling event. It could be 1,000, could be 3,000. Whatever it is, it's going to be way bigger crowd than our normal SCW crowd, which will be a great treat for those people and a great treat for our wrestlers.
Definitely. I don't think there's been a show in ages that wasn't WWE promoted that has drawn anywhere close to that. So that could just be a huge boon, not only for SCW, but for wrestling in general in this area, as the word gets out about the different promotions and the wrestlers here, could really spark a huge interest in the regional wrestling scene, SCW and NWWBA in particular.
Which is awesome. Well, we're happy to give anybody a run. As long as it's good for wrestling, I completely endorse it. Like I said, I'm very happy. This cross-promoting thing, it's called synergy promoting. It's something I got into a while back and something I started getting involved with by bringing in certain people from certain walks of life and giving them scholarships to SCW, not knowing maybe if they had potential to be wrestlers, backstage personnel, enhancements. My goal is there's always someone who wants to live that dream that has something to offer. So by making a lot of other people's dreams come true, some good things have filtered through for the company. It's been great synergy. Just more to come. Keep your eyes to the stars. Keep your eyes to our Facebooks, our websites, to this show. We're going to continue to put stuff out. I was excited when I had a chance to talk to you today because I had a chance to tell you about all this different stuff. I feel this is a great forum. A lot of the people listen to this show, and it gets a tremendous response. You know, some people are going to like some of the things we said today, and a lot of things they're not going to like. But the bottom line is, this is the news. This is the news that's fit to print. This is the news that was set to be put out. And I wanted you guys to hear it first. And if you guys would like to check in with me next week, I will probably have some more announcements coming up. So I'm always happy to chime in, even for 5-10 minutes, just to give you guys updates on what's going on. But the climate is getting good. For sure, if you want to check with me, I'd at least like to come in and give you a report about the Jimmy Freeman show. So the
oh,
Jimmy
absolutely.
Freeman.
Absolutely.
So I don't know if any of you guys are going to make the trek down to Oregon, but if not, I would be happy to report on it for you and come give you guys a full report next week.
Oh, we'd love for a report to come straight from the Iron Buddha's mouth. You're always welcome on the show. Anytime you have something you want to announce, such as the stack of announcements you gave us tonight, anytime SCW has something that they want to promote, we're always happy to have you on. The fans love listening to you on the show, and JD, I'm sure you enjoy it as well. What a lot of bombshells we got tonight, wasn't it?
I'm sitting here just stunned. I'm excited. But stunned. But the one thing I really appreciate, Iron Buddha, is that you came out, you leveled with us, you told us everything. And we don't get that all the time. So thank you. I appreciate this type of a.
Well, I thank you, and I appreciate that. You're very welcome. One thing I have learned from watching and trying to emulate Dixie Carter, Vince McMahon, and guys who are much more successful. Because if you're trying to be successful, you do want to try to emulate those who are doing it correctly. One thing I've learned is talent, people are going to always come and go, and it's hard on you personally, but you have to be honest with the people, and that if you keep the company's name positive and you keep what the company does on a great grind, then as long as you're straight with people and you're always honest, then they'll be very receptive to what you have to say and know that, you know, everything happens for a reason, and that, you know, wrestling is a never-say-never world, and you just never know what's going to happen. I mean, you just never know. So we just feel like like our fans are incredibly valuable to us as our media contacts. We feel that if somebody's going to come to a show and they expect to see something or something major happens, they have the right to know. So we think they have the right to know the good, the bad, and the ugly.
We do have a phone call. Caller from the 425, you are on this special edition of Turnbuckle Turmoil with Iron Buddha. Do you have a question for Iron Buddha?
Not so much a question. Hi, everybody. This is a big fan of local wrestling, John. Hi, Shine Guy, JD, Buddha.
Hello, John.
Just
hey, John.
Hi, John.
Some tremendous bombshells you dropped. Well, to back it up a little bit, the 18th is my birthday. I wasn't sure what I was going to do. Now I know where I'm going to be and what show I'm going to be watching.
All right, John.
All right.
Well, now I'm not nine. I'm looking forward to.
And so you said you're going to evaluate the women's division for a couple, about 3 months, and then take it from there?
Yeah, we are currently going to be accepting applications from new, from women wrestlers. We have some women in the developmental system. I don't know if they're going to follow the champ out the door or if they're going to stay on. I don't know yet. I haven't had any talks with them at this point, but I just don't know. We are going to accept applications and attempt to get some women into our own division and open up our own through our wrestling school. So it may take some time. We may bring in some proven talent, you know, if we're for exhibitions and for six-man tags, you know, that kind of thing, because we love having the ladies involved. It's just with the current state of what's going on in our situation, we have had to press forward because of negotiations and problems and just things behind closed doors that people, there's no meeting of the minds. So the company's just kind of had to move forward. There's so much women's wrestling going on right now. I'm proud to have been the one that launched that and helped get the girls off and running. They have a tremendous amount of opportunity out there right now. We thought for a while that we've used the same girls a lot anyways, that, you know, we like to freshen it. You notice with our guys, we freshen the talent roster up quite a bit. So we're just going to continue to try to do that and bring in some new people. There's a couple of independent women I am interested in currently that I'm looking at. Any women listening to the show that are working anywhere, that have great resumes, by all means, contact FCW. We would definitely be willing to look at footage and see what you have to offer. So we're definitely not going to close the door on it, but for now we're suspending operations until we can get a better handle on it.
Okay, that was my big fear. Well, you know how Emily is, huge Bolo fan and huge KC Spinelli fan. I know she'd get mad if I didn't ask the man himself about the women's division.
Well, KC Spinelli would always be welcome back in the company. She's, it's just one of these things where we just need to freshen it up a little bit, and we feel that we've got a very bloated roster with a lot of entertainers, and I think that the heroic age with Aaron Bolo is going to be a very super featured thing in the promotions. And I think that we have a great opportunity right now to do some storytelling that's going to be over the top and really entertain people. I think Bolo has always been a hero, but I think it's time for him to show the people what kind of hero he really is. It was kind of like a question that I posed to Aaron when I got him to come to the company. I said, why would you want to come to FCW? I posed that as a question. I said, Aaron, when's the last time somebody really wanted you to see you kick somebody's ass? When's the last time people really wanted to see you hurt somebody? And he thought back and he said, you know, I can't remember. And I said, exactly. I said, you need those kind of rivalries. You need that kind of competition. And that's the kind of competition that we are going to cultivate in the heroic age for Aaron Bolo. So I have high hopes that this will be the highest the title ever has gone. No disrespect to any of the former champions, but I think that Bolo is going to take the title to an all-new level. So hopefully Emily will be Rick totally glued to her seat because Aaron is on and his fans are in for a roller coaster ride that we have no idea where it's going to end up.
Well, I definitely think his title reign's off to a good start. Just with the match he had against Santiago was one, a really, well, the whole show was good, but that was another really good match that SCW's had.
It was the weekend Steeler. It has been voted amongst its peers as the best match of the weekend. Our hands off, gentlemen. They put on a show, and they fought for everything. They proved the title is worth what everyone has always said it's worth. That title has proven itself that if the guy that has it holds it correctly, it will make him. So, like I said, Aaron was already a bona fide star. So what is it for him, you know, or what is in it for him to be champion if it doesn't make him greater? The heroic age is gone, and the gauntlet has been raised. Now we see if Aaron is up to the challenge. I believe Mr. Bolo is. What do you guys think?
Well, I know what Emily would say.
Yeah, well. You know what every wall in your house says, John, okay?
Definitely.
The match with him and Damon James, title for title, is a showcase of two of the finest wrestlers in the Northwest with two of the biggest championships, and everything's on the line. In front of a crowd of possibly 5,000 to 8,000 people, I decided, what better gift to give our fans than that?
Well, it got me there, so good move.
Yeah, and I will tell you what, there's going to be some other great matches on the show. All kinds of guys have been coming out of the woodwork to be a part of that event. But it was only having like an hour to do the event. I guarantee you this will be the most action-packed hour you have ever seen.
Well, the second reason I had to call were the roster additions you had mentioned. Not only in the tag team division, adding two great tag teams, the Elite and the Super Name Brands, but even as individuals. I've seen G-Shock wrestle and Christopher Reisig wrestle singles a lot, too. And I think those two teams are going to add a lot of depth to the SCW roster. I'm really looking forward to seeing them there more regularly.
Oh, yes, it's definitely going to be – so we are definitely going out of our way to get some of the most athletic competitors. We've been out scouting. You know, the Tribe wrestles in a lot of other places, and we fought a lot of teams out there. We were able to inflect back on the odds, say, you know, we need to sign some of these teams. These guys are good. We've seen so much talent out there this year, and when you get a little notoriety for your team – you're able to go out there, and then you become a target, and guys want to wrestle. But you, as far as being a promoter and having that target, you're able to see a lot of competitors showing you their best. You know, it's a tough job market, and everybody would like more bookings. So I'm all for guys going and showing us their best. And guys like the Elite and the Super Name Brands have gone out and showed time and time again that these guys are contenders. These guys are worthy. So we've decided to give these guys a shot in the company and see what they can do. So, like I said, if you would have told me a year ago that Reisig would have about four roster spot, I would have laughed in your face. But, like I said, never say never. And what about that Mr. Sam Sims sent about Jihad? I just got to keep coming back to that Jihad thing. This Jihad thing, rumor is that Sam's got something big in store, and he's pissed about the Raven thing. And then he dumped a crap load of money into this Jihad thing. So all I know is be prepared on the 25th for some huge surprises. That's all I can tell you, especially this Jihad thing. We have no idea what it's going to be, what it entails. All I know is I got a letter. We got a letter and had an insignia on it that said, beware of Monster Nation Jihad. So...
You never get any time off, Buddha. After Raven, I was thinking maybe now we can relax. Raven wants to come back. Now Elite and the Super Name Brands are there. Jihad's coming in. It's never an easy time to be you.
No, everybody hates the Buddha. What can I say?
I will definitely see you on the 25th and the 18th. Great show again, Sign Guy JD. I will see you guys at a future show. Have a great night.
Happy birthday on that day, John. As you know, it's my 45th birthday as well, so I'll be sharing you in a birthday toast later. Let's hope we're toasting to a victory that I can dunk my cigar in a bunch of Claudio's blood. You know what I mean?
Hey, two shows on my birthday. It's going to be a good one.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. I encourage everyone to come on out and see an hour of great wrestling and then come out to Spanaway and see some great fights. I mean, anyone who has nothing to do that weekend, you just got two awesome things to do. And if you miss out and you're sitting at home watching reruns of Step Brothers on cable, that's your loss. Although it is a very fun.
Well, yeah, going to go Kona Kitchen for some food in Seattle, then the show, and then the other show. It's going to be a great day. I'll see you on the 18th, Buddha. Have a good one.
Awesome. Thank you, my friend. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you, John.
Thanks, John.
What can I tell you? The air is, you know, there's change in the air, and people are excited. It's a great time to be in the Pacific Northwest, I'll tell you that.
Now,
it definitely
I had
is.
A question. I had a question
right ahead,
regarding the special guest referee, NWWA. Would he happen in the past to have a glove that had a little bit of metal around the knuckles?
Yeah, I don't think so, but I'm not sure. I just know that it's a legend. I know it's a legend. I can't say because I signed the confidentiality. I actually literally signed a confidentiality agreement on that. But I will tell you this. It's somebody with a very famous last name akin to Von Erich or, any of the famous last name, Owens, you name any of the big last names, you name it. He's got that kind of last name. That's all I can say.
Okay.
So,
thank you. That's a big hint.
Yeah, it'll be shocking. Okay, let's put it this way. It'll be stunning enough. So, like I said, Doug Masters showed up on the show last show, and I hadn't seen him in a long time, and he was another legendary guy from the Northwest. Dan seems to be, I don't know if he's digging up the graveyard or what he's doing, but he's definitely popping up these guys out of somewhere. So wherever these guys are hiding, Dan's finding them. And anything that brings nostalgia back to the wrestling scene, to me, is good. So bring some of those people back that, you know, maybe they think all the guys of this generation are a bunch of young wannabes, but maybe they can reconnect with something of their past, and then they come out and see something in some of these young kids that they once saw in some of these guys they really love. And then they can reconnect with the sport again. It would be good for everybody.
Definitely, definitely. So, okay, the 18th, two huge events. One in Bremerton at the fairgrounds there. Get to see Demolition Derby, SCW card out there, and head on down to Spanaway to see Buddha fighting Claudio in an MMA fight at 5 p.m. Oh, geez. And then on the 25th, back at Suquamish. Now, will this be at the Tribal Center, Buddha?
God, I hope so. Yes,
that floor is just about done out there, isn't it?
Jeez, I hope so. If I have to go down there and nail the last 10 boards down myself, I will. God darn, I love those guys to death, but it wasn't their fault. It was the contractor's fault. But, yeah, the floor should be open by then. So if not, then I will be on your guys' show going, dang it, man, dang it. But, no, it's the floor is supposed to be done. I'm going to check in with maintenance here next week just to see how things are going. I've got their number now. I've got a direct line to them, but I don't think there's going to be any problems. The Indians, the Native Americans, guys, they love us. They love us coming out to the event. We're interactive with them in the community. They're all great people. So they're just as excited as we are to have the return at the Tribal Center for Aftermath. And like I said, after Aftermath, nothing will be the same again. New directions, new wrestlers. It's going to be incredible.
Absolutely huge. So,
well,
Sunday, yeah. Are you ready to go out to all three of these events in Washington with myself and possibly head down to NWWA in Oregon?
Oh, absolutely. These are going to be tremendous events. I can't believe we're going to have SCW with the possibility of over 1,000 people strong watching it. That's going to be huge for SCW and just the wrestlers in general, working a crowd out huge. Yeah, the MMA fight where Iron Buddha can make history. Dan Severn and Ken Shamrock would take months off of professional wrestling to have one MMA fight. They never, ever did both in the same month, let alone in the same day, just hours apart. That's unheard of. The only man that could pull it off would be Iron Buddha. The only man crazy enough to pull it off would be Iron Buddha. And then on the 25th, we have SCW returning to its home. We have the three-way match for the championship. We have roster shakeups. We don't know what's going to go on in a given SCW show. There's always huge surprises. There's mystery people coming in. We have the tribute show at NWWA in Gresham, Oregon. That's going to be huge with the mystery guest referee that's guaranteed to be a legend. I don't think we've ever had anything quite like the month of September shaping up to be, JD, ever in this region.
If we have it, it sure as heck hasn't been for a long time. I'd say dating back to the days of the old Portland wrestling with the likes of Moondog, Lonnie Main, Dutch Savage, Tony Bourne, the Von Steiger brothers, we could go on and on. Iron Buddha, you've nailed us with some big ones today. And,
but it's getting cold in the Northwest, my brother, but the action is never going to be hotter.
Absolutely not. Jeez, I'm gonna have to just calm down after this show's over and process everything I've heard. So, I mean, honest to goodness, I have never heard this much information, this many changes that have gone down in an organization in what, a week and a half span. I mean, it hasn't even been a week and a half, has it?
No, it really hasn't. And you know, it's just one of those ever evolving things where. You know, they say that the boat that ain't rocking ain't going nowhere. So I guess that's where it is. The SCW boats are rocking, and when this thing's a rocking, by all means, my brothers, please come knocking. You know what I mean? Because we're going to knock that door down anyways. We're going to knock it down. We're going to set it on fire. Who knows? We may even knock down the bathroom door to the ladies' room. It's going to be fun. We're going to tear it up. We're going to have some fun this year. It's going to be a blast. Everyone's going to have a good-ass time. I want the fans and everyone to know. Oh, by the way, the fights in Spanaway, I do believe that they are to benefit cancer for children, which is another passion of mine. Any charity fund, anyone who's involved in any charity out there, if you need the Buddha or SCW in any way, please contact this show or contact me myself. If there's anything we can do to help, we are more than happy to. I believe that Sign Guy is involved in a pajama drive right now. And I believe that anyone that's listening, Fine Guy, could you give a little bit about that before we go here?
Absolutely. My wife is involved in this. And what it is they're collecting pajamas in the name of Marvelous Matt, who's a young wrestler here from the Pacific Northwest that's battling leukemia. He's very, very sick, and there are people on his behalf that are doing this drive. All the pajamas are going to be taken to Children's Hospital, where they'll be used for the sick children that are getting treated for various forms of cancer. It's a great cause, and we're going to be at the shows collecting all the pajamas that people can bring to the shows to give to this great, great cause. And Sign Guy's wife and myself will be personally delivering all that we get from the shows to Children's Hospital. We're actually meeting tomorrow with the person involved with it to get everything set up, and we'll be at the various shows to collect these, and it's going to be Sign Guy himself delivering the goods to the Children's Hospital.
Well, I'm going to make an announcement at the next SCW events as well to try and get more people to get involved with this pajama drive. So hopefully I'll see you guys out there. I'm going to be mentioning it to our PA guy to make sure he announces that we would be happy to collect any of those pajamas and forward them to you. So anything we can do. That's, like I said, I fully support any charity, especially ones that support children, because that's what it's all about. So it's wonderful that you guys are doing that. I read the email last night, and of course you saw I already RSVP'd that anything I could do, I would, of course. Anything I can be of any help to any charity at any time, please let me know. Buddha loves kids. Buddha loves charities. Buddha loves helping people. So anything I can do, please let me know.
I really appreciate it.
We have a phone call once again. I believe it's John. You're on Turnbuckle Turmoil. Go ahead.
Oh, I just wanted to call in a quick detail. The Jimmy Freeman tribute show, it is at the GSI Kennedy Center. That's 1493 Northeast. I just want to give you guys the address.
Awesome, John. Rock the House. That's awesome. And yeah, just don't forget, you will see the NWWA title defended, as well as a title unification of the NWWA and FCW Tag Team Championship. Don't be hot.
Okay, we have about 5 seconds. Thank you, Buddha, for coming on.
Thank you, guys.
Get out to the show.
I will be in touch, guys. Call me next week.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Buddha.
You got it, guys. Thank you very much for all your support. You guys are an awesome media outlet. Good night.
Thank you, sir, for your time.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.